God loves us. We love God. We love you. This could be, should be, will be one of the most important Mark Age Meditations or MAM broadcasts we ever will make. Jesus gave us two laws to replace the Ten Commandments. They were, love God, love one another. We cannot decree or order or demand that other people love God, for this is an individual and personal thing between God and each person, each individualization of God. However, we believe that we can demand that man on earth love one another. At least we can send out this thought so powerfully that it can have its effect. Many of you have been with us for a lot of these MAM broadcasts, some more than 1 year. You know the power of this network, the power of our visualizations, of those things which we work on each week in the Mark Age Meditations program. Many of you know that we are hooked up with unmanned etheric spacecraft over the groups, at least, who do record what we say and who do make computations which go to the mothercraft. These in turn are used and utilized to send back the corrective measures into the mass consciousness. In addition to this, of course, being part of the mass consciousness, knowing that we have the spiritual power as sons of God, as light workers, to send forth our decrees and to know that they will be manifest so long as they are spiritual in nature, no matter how long it might take, and knowing that we have seen many of these visualizations and decrees of the Mark Age Meditations Network come to pass during the past year or more, we know we have the power when we really feel it, when we link together as light workers in many places in the United States and in a number of other countries now, reaching not only into Europe, but into Japan and into Africa. So let us unite on this one theme and let us explore it now for this MAM broadcast and many times in the future. What does it mean to love one another? What is the attitude that each one should have toward one another? These are the main topics we want to get into, and then to make a decree and visualization that will help bring to pass this much more quickly now in the mass consciousness. Love one another. Of course, it goes without saying that we also are projecting the request that each one turn to God within himself and God within one another. For indeed, Jesus did say that this second law is likened to the first. And if we really understood the first, we would not need the second, for we would realize then that each other creation, and especially our fellow men, also are part of God, and we would love God in that other person. Nevertheless, let us dwell now on love one another. What does it mean to love one another? Not love in the usual mortal sense, no. We're not disclaiming that, for it does have its place. But we are speaking to love the Christ self in one another, as we would love the Christ self within ourselves, for the Christ selves of all are united as one body of the Son of God, each of us being individualized sons of God. Therefore, to love one another is to do so in the divine sense, to recognize that each other person on earth, no matter what the mortal actions, thoughts, deeds might be, no matter what the history of that individual in this lifetime or in past lifetimes might be, that person essentially still is, still has, still will be a Christ self. This is the self we look to at all times as we look beyond the mortal. We like to put it in the sense that we don't have to like the other person particularly, that is, the mortal personality, We certainly don't have to like what the other person is doing at all times. But we must love one another. This is the commandment that we are dwelling on. This is the commandment that is sadly lacking in Man of Earth today. However, we do not want to review this now, to look upon it, to work upon it, in the usual sense that we might hear in some religious topic or theme or sermon, as good as that might be. We want to look at it a bit further. We want to set into motion a new pattern, a new action, a new attitude, a new mental atmosphere on earth beginning now. This is long overdue. We can do a great deal to bring it to greater fruition by seeing it in our mind's eyes, by knowing it in our hearts, and by looking for examples of it around us, rather than concentrating on those deeds, those actions, those words where people are not living up to it. Not that we shut our eyes to the so-called negative aspect or the error aspect, but we look beyond that and say something like mentally, we know you've done wrong in the past, maybe doing wrong now, but I salute your Christ self and I ask your Christ self to come through to your mortal consciousness and impress upon it that you are to love one another, each other. Let us start with this in the worldly sense and send out the thought to all people on earth that we love you. God loves you. We love you. Sending our love to you first, we ask that you send your love to all others in return. For in doing so, we know you will be blessed. We will be blessed. Therefore, we as the race of mankind entirely will be blessed. So we send out thoughts of love so strongly, so continually, which does not mean each moment, but each day, each time we think about it in some way, each time we see an action by an individual or a group or a nation or man as a whole that does not live up to this, we send out automatically the thought, love one another. This is what we demand now. This is the criterion for continuing to live on earth and in this solar system. Love one another. Please do it now. Begin now in your own consciousness. The more of us who bombard those who are not doing right with these thoughts, be they individually or collectively, the more power it's going to have. The more it will begin to take part, to take hold in their own consciousnesses, the more they too will begin to respond. So therefore know that we are multiplying this manyfold with many people. Now, how do we bring this down into the individual worldly consciousness, the daily life about us right now? By sending forth the demand, the realization that each person begin to treat each other as a son of God, regardless of race, of creed, of nationality, of religion, of economic status, of social status, of anything. Treat each one as an individualized son of God, each one who has a Christ consciousness. And what does this mean? If we recognize each person as being one in God, and if we love each person truly in the divine sense of the word, then there are a number of things that automatically follow suit. Although, unfortunately, too many people do not see this, even those who do think or do claim that they do love one another in a spiritual sense or at least a religious sense, and consider that that is all that has to be done, to send forth the thought that I love everyone so I can go on mistreating him, really, in every aspect of life. So we, therefore, are sending forth this decree as United Light Workers in the Mark Age Meditations Network, and each light worker who will join with us from this time on will unite with those in the higher planes and ask their help in the etheric, and, of course, in the celestial also. So what does this mean? It means that if you really love one another, you cannot take advantage of someone else. Whether it be in politics, in government, in economics, finance, in business, in any sense of the word, you will not want to, you cannot take advantage of another person. Isn't this what is happening too much in the world today? Too many people are seeking power of office, power of business, power of influence in some aspect or another. And when they get that, oftentimes they are not concerned with the other person, really. They want to impose their own ideas on the other people over whom they have some kind of control, whether it means pushing legislation to suit them or a few others, or it means developing their own ego, or putting money in their pockets or their company's pockets, whatever it might be. They are spending too much time taking advantage of other people. Therefore, we demand that you love one another. This also includes having consideration for other people. Consideration in the sense of not making noises that will disturb other people unduly, particularly late hours, thinking only of oneself and no one else. We demand, too, that this be ceased in the world. We visualize, above even demanding, that people on earth now do love one another, that they will seek to help one another, will not take advantage of one another, that they will have consideration for one another, and that they will help one another, knowing that so long as there are those who need help of any kind and who are in need of any kind, then none of us, the race as a whole, can truly be at peace or truly be one united whole, loving one another and loving God. So will you join with the other light workers in the MAM network and elsewhere and project this thought out henceforth? Make it one of the strongest visualizations we ever have made to date, one of the strongest we yet will make. Love one another. So let's begin the meditation now, and each time you hear this hereafter, or each time you think about this particular meditation, by sending love, first of all, to God, sending love then to your high self, then sending divine love to each other person on the earth, in the astral realms, and mankind everywhere throughout the solar system, even beyond that, but it will radiate out that way automatically. Really feel this divine love through you. Ask that spirit through your high self, through your mortal consciousness, radiate this love, and you amplify it from the earth plane. Send out love to each other person who is meditating with you, each other person who works with you, each other person with whom you are in contact in any personal way. You will begin to see it come back to you. But know, above all, that since you are following divine principle of loving one another, and since you are united with the Mark Age Meditations Network lightworkers, it is amplified in a tremendous manner. So let us go into meditation now and feel this love for one another, and know and visualize that all others also are reacting and will, beginning now and soon, very appreciably noticed by us and by them, loving one another. Thank you. It is a lovely thing that we are doing, to love one another.